Now, this morning, Peter was reminding us that the gospel is not made up stories.
Gukini peto ne fanya nua karena paro nua ne injili okay manasi gendi ni mokamaji video.
But it was things that he himself had seen and heard.
To gini gigo eno ma eno si video kendo seneno.
He was an eyewitness. He had seen Jesus after he had died. He and many others had verified that the tomb was empty. They had made sure that this one they were meeting was the one they had been with for 3 years. They'd seen the wounds in his hands and on his sides. He had shown them certain proofs that he was alive from the dead. And Peter also remembered that time when God spoke from heaven. And three of the apostles had all heard the voice. When God said, "This is my son." So Christianity is built on a strong foundation. As things that were seen and which happened in this world. And that's a foundation which we need. Because even in the days of the apostles, there were other teachers who came along. And they would try to lead the Christians in a different path. So Peter told them, "Remember the things we first told you. Remember the things we have seen and heard." But that's not all that we have as the foundation. In these verses, he tells us of something else that we have too. And these verses are about the Bible, about the scriptures. They're written to convince us to stay with the Bible. And not to forget the things written there. Peter writes about a light that shines in a dark place. So let's see what he says. First, he tells us this is a dark place indeed. Now we're all made to seek the light. We all need light. When the darkness comes, we go to sleep because there's little we can do. We wait for the sun to come up so that we can do our work in another day. It's the same in the spiritual things. We need light. But the world spiritually is a dark place. And all of us, all the sons and daughters of Adam, we're all born in darkness. When you're born, you don't know God. You don't know the way of salvation. You don't know the things that Jesus and his apostles taught. You need the light to rise and to shine and to show you.
Dwaro mondo bibe mondo mi ler mondo bi mondo rieni e wach mondo mi ing'e kendo yud gima timore.
The Bible says that we're all born in sin and ignorance.
Wacho ni nyuolwa ka wan jok ma buoya kendo ok wang'eyo gimoro kata achiel.
Our minds and our hearts are dark.
Pachwa kachiel kod ngimawa osebedo kod mudho.
We need God's light to shine.
What dwaro ler ma Nyasaye mondo rieninwa.
And the world itself will continue to be like that until Jesus returns. But Jesus himself, he is the light of the world. He said that to his disciples, I am the light of the world. The Bible says one day he's coming back to fill the world with light. He's going to make it new again.
And
Peter speaks about that. He says, until the day dawns. And the morning star rises in your hearts. When Jesus comes back, all will be light. We'll know God as he really is. You'll see Jesus face to face. And you'll be like him. Both outside and inside will be light. Peter says, the morning star will rise in your hearts. You'll love light and you'll walk in light. There'll be no darkness to be found. No cheating and no deceiving. No lying and falsehoods.
But
Jesus will shine the light into every dark place. Our hope for the world is in Jesus Christ. Everything else is under him. We can pray for him to bless all our efforts. But the true light comes from him and from his gospel. Our hope is not in education. There are a lot of educated people who are very wicked. They use their education to keep others down. They use their education to cheat and to steal and to be in corruption. And they use their education to escape justice for their crimes. There's one writer who said, if all we do is education, then we shall end up with clever devils. We need something more than education. We need a change of heart. Our highest hope is not in development. Development can be used for good or it can be used for evil. There are countries which are much more developed than Kenya. But you wouldn't want to live in them. Because they're ruled by cruel people. And the technology they have, they use to oppress the people. We need, most of all, Jesus to change the world by bringing spiritual light into it.
What do I want to mean? Yes, so Christ talk a chill called Roma and Lermo do Kim. Lock walk, Motokilo Lermare Engimor.
We need the Holy Spirit to teach people to love the truth.
What do I want to Roma Lermania Simon do me opu Jimono Heradira?
We need the light that comes from his death and resurrection.
Wadwaro ler mawuok kuom thone kaachiel kod chier mare.
Now in the darkness, error, false teaching can spread very easily.
E kinde go endo mamudo ng'eny kata endalo mandiwa mamudo ng'eny nitiere miriambo mang'eny manyalo sieko.
Those who go thieving, they often choose the night.
Jogo endo masiko ng'eny gidhi kwalo kadhi yiero kadhi kwal mang'eny ng'eny otieno.
Those who have a secret plan, they wait for darkness.
Jok matiyo kod chenro moko mag mudo moko makeleng'leng' giri mondo mipinyo imre mondo mudo donji.
So when it's dark, we lock our doors and we stay at home until the light comes again.
Sama poro pinyo se imre to koro wadonji utewa twal mogo ler to ler rienyo ka.
It's easy to deceive a person in the darkness. You say, just travel that way. Just go forward 1 kilometer and you'll arrive. And a person may trust you. And they walk straight into a pit. Because in the darkness they can't see. That's why there's so many different teachings and so many different religions in the world. Because the world is dark. And if somebody comes and teaches you, you'll be ready to listen to them. If they seem educated, if they sound confident, then you can listen to them. And you can say, well, he sounds convinced. And I don't know anything else. So let me follow the way he's taught me. Or you say, well, I'm just young. And there's people in my area who are old. So let me believe the things that they believe. Because I don't have any other light to follow. And in that way, the world fills with so many religions. Because there are so many false teachers ready to lead people astray. So many men ready to lift themselves up as leaders. And ready to live off the people, live off what the people have. So we need a light. When you light a match, now you can see around. You see dangers that you didn't know before. And now you see the way to safety. And when we drove here, it was dark. But I was happy when I saw that on some of these roads now, they've painted some lines. The light comes off the car and it reflects back off the lines on the road. Now I can see where the middle of the road is and I feel safe. And I could travel here a lot more easily. Well, Peter tells us that there is a light. He's already told us of the light he received in his life. When he heard the voice from heaven, when he saw the miracles that Jesus did, and when he saw him risen from the dead, but he tells us there's something else too. We have something completely reliable. It's the word of the prophets. Now, which prophets is he talking about? He's speaking about the writings of Scripture. He shows that in verse
20.
He's speaking about the prophecies that were written in former times in Scripture. And he knew his readers had these writings. And he told them to follow them. Because these writings completely agree with what Peter had seen in the Lord Jesus Christ. They tell us about the sin of our first father. They tell us of God's promise to send a Savior. They tell us how God prepared the people of
Israel.
And how God said the Savior would come from that people. How he separated them from the world to make them ready for his coming. And the scriptures tell us about the sufferings and the death of the Lord Jesus. They tell us how he would offer himself for our sins. And they say that through him, all the nations will come back to God. The prophets in Israel said, we would all come and worship Israel's God. Exactly as it's happening today. That the Messiah came to Israel and now all the nations are hearing of him. I'm not a Jew and you're not a Jew. I'm a European, you're Africans. But here we are talking together about the Messiah who came out of Israel. Just like the scriptures say. In 1 Peter, Peter wrote these words. Yeah, he said that about this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to us, they searched with great care.
Peter mokuongo achiel apar wachonwa ni kaluwore kod warruok jonabi mano oloso kuom ngwano.
It says the Spirit of Christ was in those prophets. He was pointing them forward to the sufferings and the death of Christ. And to the glories that would come afterwards. It says they were taught by the Spirit that they were writing for us. Us who live in the days after Christ came. They were teaching us how to live as the people of God. So now Peter says, go back to those prophets again. Because their words are light in a dark place. Really, he's speaking about the whole of the scripture. Not just the ones that we know as the the main prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and so on. But all of those who wrote before, they were all pointing forward to Jesus. In Psalm 119, the psalmist says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet. It is a light for my path." When he wanted to know the way, he went to God's word. And it taught him. In Psalm 19, we're told, God has two great lights in the world.
Kendo esaburi apako chiko munyiso nyasaye nitie kod ler mar donge ariyo.
There is the sun that rises every morning.
Enitiere ler mar chieng matuch gokinyi pele.
It gives light to the whole world.
Kendo omiyo ochiwo ler ne piny ngima duto.
But then secondly, there's the words of God.
Mar ariyo nitiere wach nyasaye.
His teaching and his commands.
Puonjre kachiel kod buchene kod chikne.
They teach us how to live under the sun. See, the scriptures explain so much to us.
Why
is there a world? Who made it? Where did it come from? What is it for? What is our problem? Why does so much go wrong? How did sin enter the world? And what has God been doing about it since? What are his plans for the world? How can we enter his plans? What will happen in the future? It tells us all sorts of things about our lives. Teaching about marriage and relationships. What to do when you have enemies. How to serve God in your work. How to be ready for death. So many things are explained to us in the scriptures. And those things you cannot know without the scriptures. At best, you can just guess. You can see a few things about how the world runs. But of the things of salvation and eternal life, you can't watch the sky and learn anything about
it.
All that light must come from God's word. Now, why are the scriptures so special? It's their origin, where they came from. Peter tells us first where they did not come from. It was not the prophet's own understanding. The prophet was not seeking around and trying to interpret the world.
Then
he said, well, let me give my best ideas. You know, sometimes universities, they gather all their professors together. And they get their best ideas. And sometimes those ideas can be good. Even at their best, you'll find some mistakes mixed in.
samoro bende inyalo yudo ka nitiere makosa kata gik moko dhi kare weche mag choko mag bedo go piny mondo ginyis ji.
Sometimes those ideas can be terrible.
Samoro gik mag choko nyalo bedo maricho moloyo kata loki gibed piny.
You may find if you get 100 professors, you have 100 different ideas.
Inyalo yudo ni kichoko profesa
or if you gather all the religious teachers,
you get
the wise men and the gurus, they go and sit on the top of the mountain or in the trees. They think and they meditate for days and weeks. But when they come down, they won't agree with each other. But these prophets of Scripture, they all spoke with one voice. Because they weren't giving their own ideas. Yes, they all use different words.
But we
put the pieces together and we get one picture. Because what they spoke did not come from man. But verse 21 says they spoke from God. They were carried along by the Holy Spirit. The Bible reveals to you the mind of God. How wonderful that here you have the mind of God. Paul wrote the same thing. He said the scriptures can make you wise for salvation. Through faith in Jesus Christ. Because all the scripture is breathed out by God. And so it's useful to teach, to rebuke, to correct, and train in righteousness. It's breathed out by the living God. So this is where you should go for life. Jesus taught the same thing to his disciples. There's a time when he was disagreeing with some people called Sadducees. Now, when I was small, I was taught how to remember the word Sadducees.
And
to remember the things they believed. Now this is an English joke, so I hope you'll follow it. The Sadducees, they didn't believe in life after death. They didn't believe in the resurrection. They thought that death was the end. And that's why they were sad, you see. Okay, you got it. Now Jesus said to them one day, he said, "You are mistaken because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God." You're mistaken because you don't know the Bible. If you knew the Bible, then you would know the truth. Another time he said these words. Said the scripture cannot be broken. So you can't break the scripture without breaking God himself.
Because
it's his spoken word. So we're not just listening here to a great man, Peter. We're listening to the living God. Now, we mustn't think that they were sitting there and writing the words down one by one. Like on a typewriter, you're listening to your boss telling you what to write. We can see the personalities of Peter and Paul and others in their writings. They didn't become machines when they wrote. But God led them exactly along the path they wanted to lead. God was the one who made Peter to be Peter with his personality. God had shaped Peter exactly as he wanted to use him. So here we have Peter, and yet every word is exactly as God planned it. So it's the word both of man and of God.
And
so it's quite unique, there's nothing like it. As a preacher, I can't come and say, well, I like this bit, that bit I won't teach. Because it's all the word of God. It's the word of the King. It's not for us to choose or to change.
But
it's for us to bow and to obey. There's nothing like it. There's no meetings of the church that can give us something different. No councils or popes who can add to it. No prophets or pastors who can decide to disagree with it. But it's above all of us. Whether we're a newborn baby or whether you've been serving God for 100 years, yet you must bow before the word of
God.
This is the light that shines. So what should we do? We should walk in the light. You might be out in the park in the middle of the night.
I don't know
what animals you have there. I don't know what animals there are.
Monkey.
Are there monkeys?
Yes.
Okay. Any lions?
Lions is just around there because you have the Roma National Park.
Well, let's say that there's some lions out there.
Yeah, I could watch Simba.
But you don't know where they are. Because it's dark. And you don't know the way out. Which way is the exit? But let's suppose that somebody shines a light to point you to the exit. What are you
going to
do?
Yeah,
you're going to run to escape the sibur. As quickly as you can. That's what we should do with God's word. Peter says, verse 19, you will do well to pay attention to it.
Peter wacho ni ubiro dhi maber ka ubiro piny mos modim buru mondo chik itu ne weche majana diholo.
Because God hasn't given us any other light.
Nikech Nyasaye ok omiwa yo machielo, ler machielo kendo.
He doesn't need to.
Ok owinjore ochak omiwa.
This one points the true way.
Mae ndi mako siomo yo matim ma maladira.
Why should he give us another?
Angombe nyako chocho nyako mwe machielo kendo.
If he won't listen to this.
Ka ok onyalo winjo ma.
Why should he send some other prophet to speak it again?
Angombe nyako ochak obukero osie kinooro jo nembri mamoko mondo bi owonwa wach mochako luwo.
Why would he send more apostles if you won't listen to these?
Angombe nyaso nyaka obukero chak oro jo ote kendo mondo ochako luwo owonwa wach cho. Kama bo ok onyalo winjo to koro jo ote mabro chung nyako koro mabro winjo nang.
This is the light and you should walk in it.
Mae ler mo jo wadu.
We're very blessed to have a written word like this. Because if you're the president or if you're a beggar, you can study it and know it. And then nobody can come and lead you away. Somebody comes and said, oh, I've had a dream.
Eh?
Let's change direction.
And
even if you're a child, you can say, no, the Bible says we can't do that.
And
you can test all things by the Bible. No prophet or priest or pope can come and tell you to do something else. Because when you're walking in the light, nobody can deceive you. If we go out there and I tell you, your dormitory, it's 2 miles that way.
You'll
say, no, I can see it myself. It's just well, you can be like that too in the things of God.
As
you grow in understanding of this word. Nobody can come and deceive you. Men have made many false authorities. But we can test and expose them all by God's word. So follow God's word, not tradition. Don't follow a thing just because your fathers and your ancestors followed it. Not everything that is old is right. There are good old things and bad old things. There are those in history who were judged by God for their sin.
And
those who were blessed for being righteous.
You
need to test which is which by using the words. Some people say, ah, I only follow my own reason. I only follow what seems right to me. And I make reason my leader. But if you read the Bible, you'll find your reasoning has been corrupted. It'll lead you astray because of evil desires. In the dark, you might get a saw and start chopping some wood. But in the day, you'll see you didn't chop straight.
Eh, to morire tir.
You say, ah, my saw, it was bent.
I didn't realize.
If you travel on a long journey, you only need to be a little in the wrong direction. And you'll end far away. If Nairobi is this way, yet I just move by a little, then I'll pass far away. I'll be in Mombasa. You can't trust even your own mind. You must always come back to the Word to correct your direction. Don't believe a man just because he's a leader. Even if he comes to you and says, I'm the bishop, doctor, apostle. But test what he says by the word of God. Because once he was a baby and he knew nothing except to cry and to eat and sleep. And one day he'll be an old man and he won't be able to walk around unless somebody guides him. He's a sinner just like you are. Just like I am. But test it all by the scriptures. The Bible alone teaches us with authority. We should not follow any human being, but follow the word of God. It's a dark world, but there is a light that's shining. So walk in the light, and then you'll arrive in the world of glory.